Hey, guys.
Hey, Mr. Dan, what's happening?
Well, gee, I was supposed to take a client to the Bucks-Bulls game tonight, and now he can't make it, and I've got this extra seat and nobody to go with me. It's a shame, too, because Michael Jordan is on fire lately.
Oh, what a bummer. Take me. I'm free.
Yeah, I'm free, too. I'm so free, it's pathetic.
Hey, I'm his son. If he takes anybody pathetic, it's going to be me.
I've already asked Moose and Smitty and Dave. Maybe I should ask Virgil. He loves Michael Jordan.
Dad, I already said I could go.
No, it's Virgil's anniversary. He won't go either.
Dad, remember me? The fruit of your loins, huh?
The fruit of my loins? That's a great idea. I'll take Lily.
Lily?
I'm only kidding. Come on, of course you can go. You're my son.
Yes, right. It's going to be great. Bucks, Bulls, bonding. Yeah. It doesn't get any better than this.
Excuse. Who am I going to bond with?
Who cares?
Here, try this. Would you like some?
All right, ladies. May I have your attention, please? Ladies.
You're going to love this.
Mom!
What?
I'm starting. I'd like to thank you for coming to the Women's Safety Seminar, which I have entitled Protecting Yourself from Male Scum Who Should Be Rotting in Prison.
As you can see, my daughter is not soft on crime. Lighten up, Sipowitz.
We will be having a guest speaker from the police department who will explain to us how not to be victims. For we have been victims. Victims of egregious injustices inflicted upon us by our entire sexist, male-dominated society. Well, we are mad as hell, and we are not going to take it anymore.
And on the lighter side, after the lecture, we will be having pound cake and pfeffernusen.
Hey, where are you two going? Aren't you staying for my seminar?
I'd rather have my makeup applied by a clown.
Yeah. Besides, we took a self-defense class once, remember? Just don't see the point of hearing all that stuff again. Come on, let's go.
Hi, I'm Officer Adams. I'm here to teach the Women's Safety Seminar.
And I'm here to learn.
Why? What strong arms you have.
The better to hold me with.
And that ends the first half with the Bucks leading the Bulls 42-40.
Wow, was that an incredible shot or what?
Yeah, I just wish Jordan was on the Bucks. Oh, thanks for bringing me, Dad. I'm having a great time.
Yeah, me too. Hey, we have to do this more often, okay?
You bet. Great, just my luck. Yosemite Sam has to sit right in front of me.
Are those hats the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen?
Yeah, I mean, what kind of idiot would waste his money on something so lame? Man, I'm having a hard time seeing. Would you mind changing seats with me?
Oh, sure, no problem. Come on, let's do it right now. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to announce the winner of our fabulous Truck for a Buck fan giveaway. And now, the winner of a brand new, fully loaded 1998 F-150 pickup truck is the lucky person sitting in section ZZ.
We're in section ZZ.
Row 3.
Oh, this is row 3?
This could be one of my seats.
Seat number 1.
Yes, I won!
I won.
I'm the one sitting in the winning seat.
Yeah.
Congratulations, sir. If you'll step down to half court, you can claim your truck.
No, wait a minute. You don't understand. There's been a big mistake. He's not the winner. I am.
Who was sitting in the seat when the announcement was made?
I was. I'm the winner. My name is J.T. Lambert.
Yeah! Hey, you don't understand it here now. He is not the winner of the truck. It's mine. Come on, what about our father and son bonding?
Oh, that was great. But now I'm going to go bond with my new truck.
Yeah!
Now, safety tip number 7. I'm going to need another volunteer for this.
Oh, I volunteer, Officer Adams. Hey, that's not fair. I was going to volunteer. Bite me up first.
Karen. No. No. You have been my volunteer the last 6 times, so maybe it'd be a good idea if we gave someone else a turn.
But I thought we were a team. You're benched in the showers.
Okay. Now, safety tip number 7 is, if an assailant grabs you from behind, you stomp on his foot. Think you can handle that?
Your eyes are so blue.
Okay, let's turn around. Here you go. Head to. Al. Al, stomp on my foot and then run away.
Maybe later. Do I have to remind you that this is a women's safety seminar, not happy hour at Club Med? Okay. Maybe this is time for everybody to take a little break, huh? You know, cool down, have a lemonade, a soda, a cold shower. It's my fault. I let them watch too much Baywatch. Hey, Karen. Wait a minute. Now look. Obviously, we are both hot for Officer Adams. So I think we should discuss this before we go in there. Okay? He's mine. End of discussion. Oh, whoa, wait a minute. Not so fast, Flojo. You honestly think that I'm gonna let you move in on my man? Your man? Give me a break. I was the one that opened the door first and saw him, so I have dibs. Well, I touched him first, so I've got dibs.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, huh? Do not.
Do so.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Karen, listen to us. This is crazy. No one has dibs. I mean, this is a human being we're talking about, not a Twinkie. Yeah, I guess you're right. We're sisters, and it would be stupid to let a guy come between us. And even if he does have a washboard stomach, thighs of steel, and bulging biceps, God, I want him. Me too. Over my dead body. I can live with that.
Oh, yeah?
Yes!
Oh, Dana, you got the cutest little butt. I swear I thought you were Dana. Oh, I'm a dead man.
Here's a thought. Next time, keep your hands off both our butts.
I can rip your head off.
I'm sorry, I didn't enjoy it.
But I'm not going to. And you know why? Because I'm an adult, JT. I'm not going to sink to your level. Now, that truck is mine.
Truck's mine, Dad.
It's mine.
It's mine.
It's my truck.
It's mine. They gave away a truck at the Bucks Bulls game, and when they announced the winning seat, I was in it.
Right. JT, that's great. Congratulations.
No, it's not great. Not congratulations. He only won the truck because I did him a favor and changed seats with him.
Which I already thank you for, and by the way, you never said you're welcome.
You're gonna get a big you're welcome.
Guys, whatever happened to this big, warm, fuzzy father-son feeling?
I lost a fuzzy father feeling when he took my truck.
My truck! Mine!
Guys, look. I hate to see you two bickering like this, so I'm willing to make the necessary sacrifice to settle this.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to take the truck. Hey, you just can't put your hands on anything in this house. I gotta go.
Look, Dad, I think I won that truck fair and square, okay? But if it's that important to you, I'll show you that I'm the bigger person.
You're gonna give me the truck?
No, I'll give you the finger.
You're gonna give me the finger? Come on, honey, let me tell you, we've got lots of extra kids. If you think you're getting that truck, you're crazy.
Come on, I know you're angry, but is anything worth getting this worked up about?
You're darn right it is. I mean, I took him to the game, got him a drink, I bought him a hot dog and a finger, and he turned around and gave me the finger back.
Okay. I understand why you're upset. You feel betrayed.
You're darn right I do, because it's about fairness and loyalty and doing the right thing, and it's really a neat truck, and I wanted it.
Here, man. It's all yours.
Thanks, man. She's one totally kick-butt truck.
No, 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 let it sign. No, no, stop it. Don't let him.
Too late.
Oh, jeez. I was supposed to be here to take delivery, but my truck broke down. I had to borrow this stupid bike in order to get here.
Hey, all I know is I'm supposed to deliver this truck to J.T. Lambert, not to some weirdo on a little pink girly bike. Here's your key, son. I'm out of here.
Thank you.
Now, enough is enough, J.T. The truck is mine. Give it to me.
Huh. Well, not according to this legally binding document, which says prize winner J.T. Lambert. That would be me. It also says prize winner signature verifies delivery. That would be me. Prize winner responsible for all gift taxes. Would that be me?
Oh, yeah.
What are gift taxes?
Oh, that's right, son. You've never really had any income, so you don't know about taxes. Well, you see, the gift is counted as income, okay? So you would be in the lowest possible bracket, of course, but still, you would owe 15% of about $30,000.
How much is that?
Oh, that's right. You flunked math. You don't know how to do that, okay? 15% of $30,000 is
$4,500. $4,500? How can I possibly afford that? Oh, yeah, Dad, can I borrow $4,500?
Give it up, JT. Now, give me the keys.
No.
Give me that key, son.
No.
If you want to keep that arm attached to your body, you're going to give me that key.
The truck's not automatic, Dad. I only need one arm.
Give me that key. Oh, look what you did. You scratched my truck.
No, I did not. I scratched my truck.
That's my truck, you scratched.
Mine.
It's my truck.
That's it. I have had it with you two. For the past few days, you've been acting like a couple of children. Now, if you can't settle this yourself, I will find someone who can.
Oh, boy, you are in for it now because that's my wife and she'll do whatever I say.
Don't bet on it, Frank.
Truck's mine.
Mine.
Mine. Whoa, cool. Real judge's chambers, huh?
Give me that. And don't touch anything else.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry about that. Thank you for coming in today, Judge Martin, especially on such short notice.
You're welcome. Please be seated. Before we start, I'd like to be clear. This is not a court proceeding, but it is an arbitration. It will be binding, and you will be paying me $100 for making me come in on a Saturday. Please proceed, Mr. Lambert.
Thank you, Your Honor. Your Honor, I would like to go first.
So would I.
Oh, I'm hating this already. You, Shorty, sit. You talk.
Thank you, Your Honor. Now, on the night in question, I, party of the first part, had two tickets, which I, the party of the first part, paid for to a Bucks game. I was going to take a client, but the client couldn't make it. So I, the party of the first part, invited the defendant, my son, the party of the second part.
Mr. Lambert, are there any more parties in this arbitration?
No, Your Honor.
Good, then get to the point, because I'm all partied out.
Yes, at halftime, my son begged me to change seats with him because he could not see, which I did. And right after that, there was a truck giveaway. As it turns out, he was then sitting in the winning seat, which I paid for. And I would like to offer into evidence these two ticket stubs, Your Honor, marked Exhibits A through B, respectively, thereby corroborating my case and proving that I was the owner of the seats in question, without question, on the night in question, e pluribus unum ipso facto habeas corpus. Perfect, Lugan.
Mr. Lambert, have you been watching L.A. Law reruns?
Yes, Your Honor.
Stop it.
Yes, Your
Honor. Sit. All right, Shorty, what's your story?
Your Honor, my case is simple and undeniable, and it all hinges right here. Or as Johnny Cochran might say, my backside was courtside when the winning ticket was bona fide.
Son, are you on some kind of medication?
No, Your Honor.
Then you should be. Now, do you have anything relevant to say?
Yeah. At this time, I would like to offer evidence of my father's mental illness.
I object.
Of course you object. It's crazy.
I don't have to put that in.
Both of you. Both of you sit down. Sit down. Now, having read the terms of the contest, legally, I would have to rule in favor of J.T. Lambert.
Yes! 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 Is this a great legal system or what?
Hold it, Biscuithead. However, morally, I would have to say the truck should go to Frank Lambert.
Well, thank you, Your Honor.
Nevertheless,
wait a minute, Your Honor.
Let me guess. You want the truck, too.
I think that there's something more important at stake here than a truck. I mean, whatever decision is made here today, somebody is going to leave mad, and then there'll be a grudge from now on between these two guys who went to a game the other night. Buddies, best friends, a loving father and son. Don't you see what's happening here? You're letting a stupid truck ruin a wonderful relationship. I don't think either of you want that, do you?
Your Honor, you don't have to make a decision, because I've already made one. Look, Dad, I'm sorry about all this. It's just that I've never had a car of my own. A guy my age really needs a set of wheels. I mean, when this happened, it was like a dream come true. You know? Carol's right. I don't want anything to come between us, so... You can have the truck, Dad.
Thank you, son. But I'll tell you, I'm not much interested in this truck now either. But I do have an idea. Why don't we sell it? Split the money right down the middle. You take half, buy yourself a car, and I'll take the other half and fix up my old truck, huh? Deal?
Deal.
Okay.
Officer Adams, I'm so glad you could make it.
Are you okay, Miss Lambert?
Ooh, just fine. And you can call me Al.
Al. Well, the message you left for me at the station said it was an emergency.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, the emergency is, I forgot safety tip number six.
That was your emergency.
Well, you said remembering your safety tips could be a matter of life and death.
Uh-huh. Well, safety tip number six is always carry your car keys in your hand.
Great. So you want to go to dinner?
Dispatch to Unit 582.
Adam's here.
We've just received another emergency call from your present location.
Another one? Did you call again?
No. Do you need backup?
No, we want to be alone. Wow, Kevin, you got here a lot faster than I thought you would.
Karen, did you just make a false emergency call?
Yes. And I know it was wrong.
Hey. He came on my emergency call first.
Girls,
no. Forget it, Al. He's mine.
Oh, dream on, Karen.
No, girls,
he's mine.
Girls?
He's mine. He's mine.
No.
Mine. Fight me. Gladly.
Hey!
What's the matter with you? Well, you're like two dogs fighting over a snossage. I wouldn't go out with either one of you, ever.
Why not?
Because you're both crazy. Now, I'm beginning to think all women are crazy. You know, this happens to me every time I give one of those darn safety seminars. Halt! And that's it. That's it. I'm having myself transferred somewhere safer. Like the bomb squad.